Hello? Hello?
Hello, my name is Andrea, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I'm sorry. I found this charge on my bank statement. What is this?
Right, can I get that zip code from you to see what the charges are for?
92345.
And that was 92345. All right, can I get that name that associated with the account that you're calling about?
Montoya.
Give me 1 second because I'm not seeing a name under this address as Montoya. Can I get you to spell that last name for me?
Yeah, M as in Mary, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, Y as in yellow, A as in apple. And I got two charges, one for 6732, and the other one is, give me a minute, it logged me out.
You're fine. Can I get you to spell that first name for me?
Yes, the first name is Jane.
Jane.
Jame.
Jame.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, what is this?
I'm trying to see myself. I'm trying to find your account in my system to see what company charged you or if my company charged you. Give me 1 second.
It says dynamic lead I.
Yes, ma'am. I service lots of different, well, I'm a third-party customer support and we service lots of different companies. So we also have
Oh.
companies sending others, well, sending their callers over when they can't or they have too many calls in the queue.
Okay, yeah, one charge is for $7.95, and then the other charge was for 67.32.
Will it be any, I mean, under any other name, if you may know?
No, James Montoya. It's on his credit card.
And that was James.
Yes.
Right, I see him now. Can I get you to verify the address for security purposes?
15628 Rodeo Street, Hesperia, California, 92345.
All right,
Okay,
give me
can you
one.
tell me what this is for?
Yes, ma'am, give me 1 second. The address that you just stated was not that one.
Okay.
Right, can I get the first five numbers from you? Well, can I get you to repeat that address for me, please? I'm sorry.
Yeah, 15628 Rodeo Street, Hesperia, California, 92345.
Will it be under any other address
No.
that you may know of?
No.
Do you know an address starting in 14289?
14829. I usually don't know anybody's address unless it's the name of the street. So,
Brentwood Drive.
no.
Okay, 'cause that's what the name James Montoya address he's coming under.
Okay. What is this for?
I'm not going to say I can't. Well, I can't disclose this account with you because it's not the right address. As you stated, it's not the right address. So I'm trying to find the right one. So this
Okay.
account, I won't be able to disclose anything because I didn't have the right address.
Okay, so I should dispute it with my bank then.
Yes, ma'am, you can do it like that if you want because the address that you gave me and the address that's under James Montoya are two different addresses. And then you didn't recognize the address that was under the name.
No. So did somebody order something off of the credit card and was sent to that address?
It probably was. Let me see. What was the item that you was calling about? So I can see.
It says dynamic lead. And
And
I
what were
tried
the
looking up,
charges?
let's see. $7.95 on November 10th, and then $67.32 on November 14th.
Okay, those are the right charges, but let me check and see what this shipment went. Someone probably have used the information and put in their address. Give me just 1 second to check out the shipment and look at the account for you.
Okay. Yeah, before I, because once I dispute this, what's going to happen is that they're going to, you know, turn off his card. So
yes, ma'am. Or I can get you sent over to fraud once it states that, because it says an item has been shipped to them and it was a tactical bag.
A tactical bag?
Yes, ma'am. But a backpack.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am. But the address is wrong. But the right, you gave me the right name and the zip code. That's right. But let me see where it's been shipped to. Okay, so do you know anybody that's staying in Victorville?
I do.
Okay, it was shipped to whatever address is accounted to Victorville on the 18th of November.
Okay. Let me call you back.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I know. Okay, before I dispute it, I need to talk to my son's girlfriend.
Okay.
All right, then. I won't dispute it as of yet until I talk to her.
Okay, ma'am. Okay. You can give us a call back.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.